As I was dressing her, I pulled her arm through the sleeve of the shirt. And I said, "Nikki, today, this could be the last time I ever dress you." And she stopped and she looked at me and she said, "Uh-uh, Mama." She said, "On my wedding day."
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. I hope that you've been watching our Gospel Truth broadcast this week. I tell you, we have had a powerful, powerful series of programs. I started off on Monday talking about God wants you well, and I'm going to be doing a series for about at least 6 weeks talking on the subject of healing. But we, on Tuesday's broadcast, we begin to play a DVD where we interviewed Nikki Oshinsky and her family about her miraculous healing that took place in 2000. And so for the last 2 days, we've had the family telling in their own words about how desperate their situation was. We've had doctors come on and talk about that they never expected to see Nikki alive the very next week. She was as close to death as you could get without being dead. We've shown this story and brought right up to the point where they got a word from God and realized that God already had healed them and that they didn't have to wait, that they could reach out. And Nikki got violent. I mean, she just reached out and took her healing. And I tell you, I have been so blessed to know Nikki and her family and to be a part of this miracle. And it's been a tremendous testimony. If you've missed any of this, I want to encourage you that the DVD that we've been playing of Nikki's testimony this week is available in what we call our Healing Journeys Volume 1. And this actually includes not only Nikki's testimony, but there's the testimonies of others that we're going to be playing throughout our TV programs for the next month or so. And I tell you, this is a faith builder. It's really, really, really going to be good. So you can get that along with my teaching. But today what we're going to do, we're going to go back and we're going to see Nikki right as she received her healing. We're going to start showing you some of the joy and some of the victory that came into their life as a result of this miraculous healing that God gave Nikki. And then we're going to visit her 7 years later as she's now married and God is preparing her for future ministry and showing you how her relationship with God has continued on. And I think that this is going to be a tremendous blessing to you. So if you will just stick with us, we're going to play the rest of this interview. This will be the conclusion of the interview with Nikki Oshinsky. And of course, now she's married. It's Nikki Weller. And you're going to be blessed to see what God has done. Stay tuned. At the end of the program today, I'm going to come back and I'll visit with you again.
Since then, I have not had one allergy shot. I have not had any major drugs. I have not had a chiropractic adjustment.
She had a miraculous healing. I mean, there's nothing short of a miracle here. This girl, in my opinion, was going to die. Now, I'm not a medical practitioner, no, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at how she was deteriorating and figure out that she was going downhill.
The next day, I went to the clinic, where I went to 6 days a week.
Now that the gift has been given and Nikki has received it, we get to share it.
When the doctor finally came out, he goes, "Oh, Nikki, what happened? Jesus healed me like I told you he was going to." He said, "Well, you're going to continue to take your Thyrolar." That was for my thyroid. It outputs cells and T cells, and mine was very low. That was part of my energy problem. "And you're going to continue to take your antigen shots," all those shots I was taking, "and do your sauna and everything." And I said, "No, sir, that's for sick people, and I'm not sick." No, he said, "No, you have to be a good steward of what the good Lord gave you." I said, "This is the temple of God, and I will be a good steward of my temple, but I will not enable my body to be sick." He was not very happy about that. But that was the truth, and I was not going to be sucked back into enabling my body to think I was sick.
One of the things that Nikki has shared with me is that she took her healing. She received it, yes, because Jesus gave it. But she had to reach out by faith and take the grace of healing that Jesus had already given her.
Actually, I got a cold about 2 days after I got healed. Within 2 days, I got a cold. And I prayed and I said, Lord, if you can, my faith will go up there and grab that healing that you gave to me, and I can be healed. And I can't go up there and grab the faith to heal a cold. What good am I? But the cold didn't last 3 weeks like it used to with me. It lasted a couple days. Not only is it a battle to go up and receive the physical healing, but it's also a battle to trust God again and again.
I have seen people who have gotten better, and I've had patients who didn't get better. But I have never seen such a drastic change in anybody in the 19 plus years of practicing. I have never seen that.
Seeing her now and seeing her, it's hard to remember how she was, and it's hard to think that she actually was in bed for that long, and seeing her doing aerobics and everything else that she's doing. I mean, from that point on, it was a matter of laughing with Nikki, at Nikki, and about Nikki, because she was doing everything that a normal child does and not realizing it half of the time.
So after I got healed, I told Mom, I said, I want to paint my bedroom upstairs. I want to paint it. I want a new environment, nothing that reminds me of the old, nothing of the sick room. And by the way, I want to paint it red. She said, oh, okay. So the next day, we painted my room lipstick red, honey, and it is great. The amazing thing was, when we were painting, I said, my arms aren't getting knotted. This doesn't hurt. I'm standing on a ladder. I'm moving big buckets of paint. I'm sleeping in a room with paint fumes. I couldn't be in a house, in a building where they were painting, without it making me sick. And I was sleeping in a room with fresh paint that I had painted.
It wasn't just her muscles, and it wasn't just some of her environmental illness. It was all of it.
The fear, my worst fear, God, if you instantly heal me, I won't remember that I can brush my teeth. And I won't remember when I get up in the middle of the night to use the restroom that I don't have to call Mom on the baby monitor that they have next to my bed. I won't remember that I can walk. That fear never came to pass, because when God heals you, He's so complete that He healed my mind.
Healing is an avenue to people's hearts. I mean, everywhere Nikki goes, and she starts telling somebody about her healing, like when she went climbing a couple weeks ago in this big elevator, which you'll see, but they told the guy there her testimony. What's amazing to me, it seems to touch lost people almost more than saved people.
To be able to tell anyone what God did is the only way I can properly thank God for what He did. I could stand on many stages and say, thank you, Lord, for what you did. But it would be better served in the back of a grocery store, the lady I bump into and the Holy Spirit says, tell her what I did. And tell her, and she tells her friends, or she knows the next time her kid gets sick, who to turn to. It's all about the love of God. It's not because I was a special person, or because I was happy the whole time, or because I was a positive thinker. It was because Jesus died for me because He loved me. That's the end of it.
Is it true today that when people pray, cloudless skies will break, kings and queens will shake? Yes, it's true. Story maker in this.
I ran up to the church and got the tape, the audio tape of Andrew's teaching, so that Nikki could hear it before he came to pray for her. And after she finished listening to it, we got her dressed. And as I was dressing her, I pulled her arm through the sleeve of the shirt. And I said, "Nikki, today, this could be the last time I ever dress you." And she stopped and she looked at me and she said, Mama. She said, "On my wedding day." And honestly, that was the moment I was 100% sure that she was going to get healed, because everybody had told me what a beautiful young woman Nikki had grown up to be. But she was still always my little girl that I had to take care of. And I never saw her as a woman. I always saw her as Nikki, my little girl, who I took care of. But the Lord gave me a vision. And I saw Nikki in a beautiful wedding gown, sitting in front of the quintessential mirror and just looking at like a radiant bride. But she was having trouble with her strap on her shoulder. And I was standing behind her and I fixed the strap. And then I looked up in the mirror and I saw a beautiful young woman. And I knew she was going to be fine. She would get married one day. And on that day, I would dress her one more time.
I got married 11 months after I was healed. Met this wonderful man who had been part of Andrew's ministry for 10 years before I met him, and had a deeper understanding of healing and grace than I ever did. A firm foundation in what the Word says about it, not just practical experience, which is a very good balance.
I was just about going off to college when I heard about Andrew Womack, and I started getting his tapes, which were free at the time, and you had to send in a piece of paper, and you got his 3 free tapes for that week. And so I regularly sent in the free tapes to get Andrew Womack's teachings. And then they started coming out with the videotapes later on. And then eventually Nikki's tape came in the mail. So,
you know, I asked Mark the other day, I said, "Honey, why did you fall in love with me? Why me?" You know? And he said, "Because I watched your video," which he had met me before that. And then he goes, "I watched your video and you told me about the Jesus I know. And no one else had ever told me about the Jesus I know." Very interesting. And sure enough, he knows the same Jesus I do.
It's like heaven on earth. She is my helpmate. I mean, we function as a unit.
Best decision I ever made, second to Jesus. Said it before. And then the next thing I know is I just kind of went where the Lord wanted me to. He brought this man into my life, and the Lord said, "Okay, wait. Before you can go give it away and share, yeah, you can share, but before you do this full-time ministry thing, I need you to know who you are. I need you to have a firm foundation." And gave me a man that is very stabilizing. And so he actually reversed what I thought my life was going to be. I thought my life was going to be ministry, then settle. And he said, "No, roots, and then a ministry."
She is my best friend. There's no one that I love more than my wife in this world.
I am so enjoying serving my husband and serving my family, and still talking to the Lord in my car and in the bathroom and when I'm doing laundry.
She still knows who Jesus is, and she still walks with Jesus just as much now as she did whenever I first met her. So,
I got Andrew's book, A Better Way to Pray. Great book, by the way. And the Lord told me he wanted me to read it. And I thought, oh, I guess the way I'm praying is maybe he has something he wants to change. Okay. And so I'm reading it and I'm like bracing myself because he's going to change something, you know, some big rhema word. It was going to be great. And I'm reading it and Andrew's talking about how instead of praying for an hour a day and setting that time, Lord, it's just really great just to talk to God in your car and while you're doing your dishes and stuff. And I hear the Lord laughing and he said, "Nick, the reason I had you read this book is because I don't want you to start formulating this. You're doing great. I like our relationship. Please don't mumbo-jumbo, Christified, charismatic, whatever it, you know what I mean?" And so even recently, he's just like, you know, because honestly, I still talk to him. And the other day I was thinking, when was the last time I like saw the face of Jesus? Because that's what everybody says. Oh, do you still see Jesus like you did? And honestly, honest to goodness, I can close my eyes and see him just like I did before, anytime. And I think that's how he wants us to. And I'm talking about literally seeing him. I'm not like, oh, I know a picture of him in my mind. And I think that's the way the Lord wants us all to have a relationship with him. But you have to slow down. And if you don't have roots, when life comes and things get really good, or when life comes and things get really bad again, you're not going to have that quiet, intimate relationship with him. And that's something that I haven't struggled with, but I have consciously maintained with the Lord, because I could have very easily just gone and partied out. And God wouldn't have taken back this healing, but I don't think I would have allowed him to change my identity enough to enjoy it to its fullest.
The acquaintance that she had with Jesus, that I had with Jesus, was so exactly the same. From the same diamond cut. It was so precise in that she would tell me, oh yeah, that's who I talk to. That's what he says to me. That's how he talks to me. That's what he says to me.
And the Lord's going, sit, eat Doritos. I love you. You know, there's a balance there. He loves us. Sit, eat Doritos. That's the God I know. And that's awesome. So then when you do have the right to speak to somebody, you don't speak about things you don't have the right to speak about, and I'm speaking about this, I am a whole, complete, balanced person. Not on Supergirl. We believe in healing. You know, God doesn't call us to do that. He wants us to be these balanced people that know who he is and say, yes, this is the truth. And by the way, if you're hungry, I'll have lunch with you later. That's the Jesus that I knew. He would go to wedding feasts. He would, you know, play with the children. I'm convinced animals loved him. That's the kind of person I want to be, a Christ-like one that plays with the animals, has dinner with somebody, and tells them the truth.
You sink or swim, and you either grow up real fast in the Word of God, or she wouldn't be here today. I mean, she would have passed away. But she hung on to what Jesus had to say, and she stayed with him every day.
Now, 6 months after I got healed, I remember I caught common cold. It was the winter, everybody catches cold. And I remember there was this thing in me that was like, oh, is this going to last 2 weeks? Oh, how long is it going to take for this to be over with? Oh, is this just going to send me into a tailspin? And of course, it didn't, and the Lord reassured me, no, this is over and done. But I had the opportunity to latch onto that as my identity, and it would have stayed. I think that the main reason people get healed and then they lose it is because they don't allow the Lord to change who their identity is to themselves. If I still identified as that sick girl, as that girl that if something happened, it always made everything else complicated, and if a little thing happened to my body, the rest of my body would respond, I think I would still be sick today. I really do. But, you know, when you are saved, you become a new person in Christ. And you identify yourself as a saved person that, no, I'm not going to hell anymore. I'm going to be with Jesus and I've been set free. Well, then you get healed. And if you still identify yourself as, well, you know, for 7 years I've been, you know, dealing with this, and for 7 years this has been going on, and I'm always hurting, then you will react that way. You will accept things that are no longer who you are, because it's no longer who I am. I don't have to take those shots anymore. But if I thought, oh, it's time for my shot, and went and took it, well, I guarantee you the next day I would have to have the shot. Oh, it's time for my medicine, well, I guarantee you the next day I would have to take my medicine. And a few times in the past few years that has presented itself. But thankfully, that's not who I am anymore, and I didn't respond that way. And the Lord wanted to show me who that new person I am, not just in my body, but in my mind. So I'm still celebrating. I'm still celebrating, and it's so cool. Yeah.
Well, I hope that you really enjoyed this testimony about Nikki Oshinsky Weller and how God moved in her life, I tell you, this has really impacted my life. Of course, I was believing in healing before this. That's the reason I went and prayed for her and that we saw the results that we saw. But it has been a faith builder to me. And I also want to point out, I mean, our DVD that we showed on this made a point of this, but I just want to amplify this, that this wasn't just my prayers. This was Nikki getting a revelation that God wanted her well. She believed that it was God's will, but she believed that she was just waiting on God's timing and that sometime, someday, that God would show up. And she'd even had these visitations where she had seen the Lord. I mean, she was far ahead of most people in her faith and in her love and her commitment and devotion to the Lord. But I believe that if she hadn't have taken this next step to where she recognized her authority and that she could reach out and take this, and if she hadn't have taken that step, that I believe it's very possible that Nikki could have died. And her family would have been devastated, confused, wondering why, because they knew that it was God's will. And I tell you, it's just a tremendous testimony. And I think that our television department captured this beautifully and revealed this. And I know that there's many of you watching this program that you believe it's God's will for you to be well. But you have to take that next step, too, to where not only do you believe that God can and maybe that He's going to, but you need to move into that realm to where you believe that by His stripes you were healed, that God has already done it, that He's placed this power on the inside of you, and now He's given you the authority to use that power. I tell you, there's many people that this is the missing element, and I believe that this DVD of Nikki's healing demonstrates that so well. And I just want to encourage you today that God is no respecter of persons, that the same thing that He did for Nikki Oshinsky, He has also provided for every one of you, regardless of what's gone on in your life. And I just want to encourage you today, like Nikki did, to stir yourself up, to get up, and to begin to do what you couldn't do. You know, I never will forget that Nikki was so weak that she couldn't hardly raise her hand. She couldn't move. She couldn't do all of these things. And yet, when I prayed for her, she got angry. And she threw her hand across my chest and knocked me out of the way and jumped up. You know, some of you today need to get angry. You need to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. I want to encourage you to stand up on the inside, to begin to do everything that you possibly can. And if you can get that attitude on the inside, then you'll see the healing power of God manifest on the outside. Again, please call. Please get these materials. Get this Healing Journeys video, Volume 1. It'll not only include Nikki's testimony, but we've got four other testimonies on there of miraculous healings. It'll be a real faith builder. You can call and get prayer from our prayer ministers. They're there to pray and to minister to you. So we have the number on your screen. Please listen to our announcer. Respond and get these materials. Call and get prayer. And then join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's teaching titled, God Wants You Well, has impacted thousands of people, producing miracles of healing around the world. We've collected 5 miracle stories in one DVD that will inspire you and supercharge your faith. You'll witness the powerful recovery of Nikki Oshinsky after a 5-year illness, plus a brand new interview filmed 7 years later. You'll be inspired by the Petersons' year-long journey to see their son Jason receive a dramatic healing, and Shirley Vaughn's fight for total health against a lifelong digestive disorder. Rejoice at Leslie and Mary Decker's healings from asthma and the Terades family's journey to seeing their daughter Hannah snatched from the jaws of death. The DVD is titled Healing Journeys Volume 1, and it's available for a gift of any amount when you request item number T3005D. The teaching that lies behind each of these miracles is Andrew's 4-part album titled God Wants You Well. It's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for album T1036 and be sure to specify whether you'd like a CD album or a DVD album made from our television programs. The first teaching in this series is available for a donation. But if you're unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD free of charge. Request teaching TI1, titled Healing is in Christ's Atonement, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
I'd like to encourage you to please get these products that we're offering, because I believe that this is going to make a huge difference. I guarantee you, you could be well and see other people get well if you just receive this revelation. We have a teaching on this in CD form, cassette form. We also have it in DVD as recorded here on television, and that would be a tremendous resource. We also have this Healing Journeys. Please listen as our announcer gives you this information.
You can reach us through our website, where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Plus, there's a wealth of free ministry material at www.awmi.net. Or you can use credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
¿Sabía usted que ahora puede conseguir las enseñanzas de Andrew en español? Varios de los libros más populares de Andrew ya han sido traducidos. Usted puede obtenerlos poniéndose en contacto con nosotros. Visite nuestro sitio de internet.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Durant, Oklahoma, July 30th and 31st, in Boston, Massachusetts, for a Gospel Truth Seminar, August 6th through the 8th, and in Little Rock, Arkansas, August 28th through the 30th. He'll also be in Charlotte, North Carolina, September 13th through the 18th, in Johnson City, Tennessee, September 19th and 20th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado, for the annual Andrew Womack Ministries Ministers Conference, September 28th through October 2nd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I called Andrew Womack, began talking one day, and I was so impressed with his clarity, the way he would look at the Word of God as it really is, and also how he would make that relevant to us. And that's what I'm always after when I listen to any ministry, to what extent it's faithful to the Word. But I realize that I'm often not faithful to the Word. I make assumptions about things. And I found a man in Andrew Womack who never makes assumptions. He looks at what it says, he reckons that's the voice of God, and he tells us what God is saying.
The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.